God is amazing, and I thank Amen. The Spirit of Christ for being in this place. I thank him for the power to be able to do ministry and that power to be over every single one of our lives. So I appreciate him.
Bye. Ha da dia 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 dia. Ha takatia dia 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 dia. Ha ha ha. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, thanking you and knowing that you are the true and living God. Lord, I thank you for every household that is represented here this morning. Let a divine spirit rest upon that household, God. God, do mighty things in each and every household this morning. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have given us. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to reveal yourself to us. And Lord, we take our hand off this class this morning and we say, Holy Spirit, you're the teacher this morning. Bashakatiya, teach us, reveal to us, communicate with us, as you have sought to do. And Lord, we do thank you. All these blessings we ask them in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. I thank God. Praise God. I just take my seat this morning and teach from the heavenly place.
Amen.
The place that's far above all principalities and might. Praise God. I'm seated with him. Praise God. In heavenly places. Praise God. First of all, I need to clear up some things that we had last week in our discussion. I went to Holy Spirit because Holy Spirit is our teacher. And not only he's our teacher, but he's the author of our book. And so I went to him and I asked him about the feminine and the masculine. You know, in the Old Testament, we did see some feminine. But he told me this. You ask Holy Spirit, he'll tell you. And he's going to tell you according to Scripture.
Amen.
If Scripture doesn't back it up, it's not Holy Spirit. He took me back, started me from the beginning. He said, Adam, when he fell, and the last Adam came, how did he come? He didn't come anything different if he was representing the last Adam. The last Adam came, he came masculine, because the first Adam was masculine. He came to represent or to take and be the last Adam. And if he had showed up as in the feminine, it would have taken him from the first Adam. So he took me from Genesis. Then he brought me on down to the New Testament. Whereas Jesus was praying to the Father, when the disciples were so upset and so distraught, because anything they got in, Jesus got them out of it. Jesus was with them. He was, when they know Jesus showed up, it was just a comfort. And it was just such a great thing to hang out with somebody that did the miracles that he did and to be a part of such. And then this person is telling you, hey, guys, I'm leaving you. They went, oh, no, we done left everything. And you going to leave us? Oh, no. Peter said, no. Jesus was trying to explain to them, I got to go. They're like, no, you don't have to go. Please stay here with us. You're all we know. You're all we have. But Jesus said, I'm going to pray to the Father. Now, Jesus had to pray the Holy Spirit here. That's the reason I said we have to open up our mouth and pray and release things to come.
Amen.
Through prayer. Don't think we have to be silent. If Jesus had to pray for the Holy Spirit to come, we have to pray for some things to come. We're looking for a great outpouring. When you get on your knees, you say, great outpouring, come. But he said, he said, y'all calm down, boys. I'm going to pray to the Father. And he's going to send you a comforter. One just like me. He's going to send one. I mean, the spitting image. It was just like when Jesus came on earth. He was the spitting image of the Father.
Yes, amen.
Philip saying, hey, show us the Father. He said, I've been so long with you, hadn't seen it. Now, he said this comforter was coming. He's going to be just like me, nothing different. Now, if he had came in the feminine, he would have been a little different. The Holy Ghost would show him, and he would have been a little different. Jesus, what was he here on earth? What, he was in the masculine. He was a male. Now, if he had showed up as he would have been contradicting what he had prayed for him, it would have went against it. What the Holy Ghost told me, the Holy Spirit told me, his mission on earth is different than what it was in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Yes.
His mission on earth is different.
Yes, it is.
He's here for Jesus. Jesus couldn't live in all of you all at one time. So he sent his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to live in you.
Yeah.
When Paul said, Christ is in me, my hope of glory. Well, what you're talking about, Paul? Christ is in the heavenlies. He's sitting. But, well, the Holy Spirit was sent to be that. Jesus had a mission on earth. He was to come to show us the Father, to die for us, to be the last Adam. If he was the last Adam, he's not going to be anymore. To be the last Adam. And Holy Spirit came for a specific work, so we can continue the work of Jesus. It was no stranger when Jesus said, hey, the work you see me do, you're going to do it greater than these, because I go to the Father. When he said, I go to the Father, he was trying to tell him, the Holy Spirit is coming. If I don't go to the Father, the Holy Spirit can't come. That's the reason. People get nervous when they quote that scripture. We're going to do the same thing that Jesus did? Oh, I don't think so. In greater word? Oh, no. But you got the greater one in you.
Amen.
When Jesus made that statement, he knew who he was going to send to take his place. Now, he's saying the same work we're going to do, it's going to be a greater work. What he was saying, boys, my work on earth is not finished. It's going to be done through the church, through my body. I'm going to still be the head, but my body, you are the body.
Yes.
The body's still going to be doing the ministry of Jesus.
Yes.
It ain't changed. And we're going to still have that same one that Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is upon me, but he has anointed me.
Yes.
We got the same one. Mm-hmm. It's nobody different. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. Mission on earth is different.
Amen.
Just think about it.
Yeah.
Anyone gave me many more scripture that we can, but that's going to take a lot of my time. Already? I'm almost out of my time. And I hadn't even gotten in here. But can y'all see that?
Yes.
If he had sent it in the feminine, he would have been out of order with Jesus. It wouldn't have been the same cat.
Like I told you, if God wanted it to say she in the Greek for the New Testament, it would say she and not he. So that sends it for me too. He would not.
But that's scripture.
Yeah.
He had to stay with what Jesus prayed for. Jesus didn't pray.
Yeah.
That it'll be somebody different.
But don't you think God Almighty, in as many places as he's mentioned he in the New Testament Greek, would have had it she if it was a she? That's just the way I feel. I mean, is the body...
Well, his mission is different.
Yeah.
On earth.
But, I mean, it goes with you too. But how many agree with me that God would put she all over the New Testament?
He would have.
But, I mean, he wrote the Bible. It's Greek. It's the whole New Testament. If it's not right there, then throw it all out. Because it wouldn't be true.
But that's the reason why. Can y'all kind of grips to what?
Because
he just like, he said, I'm sending one just like me.
Mm-hmm.
And if it had been feminine, it wouldn't have been just like him. He sent a masculine.
If it was feminine, it would be she in the New Testament. Don't you agree? You wouldn't put he everywhere.
So... That's one of the reasons. I could give you some more scripture, but I'm trying to get in the book before my time is up. My time is almost up. But Jesus is still getting his ministry done through his body. We are still doing Jesus' ministry through the body. Okay? And don't get that. You know, some people are saying, oh, how are we going to do this, a greater work than he is? How are we going to, you know, they can't see it. But Jesus knew he was giving them the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
His spirit. And he knew the Holy Spirit would take care of it. You know, even his own disciples that were standing there with him, they wanted that visible Jesus. One that they can see. You know, some people say, oh, I would have loved to live in Jesus' days just to see him. But I'm glad he put me in this day because it's just not God with us.
Yeah.
We're not living just Emmanuel right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, ha, ha. But it's God within us.
Amen.
That's what we're living.
Right.
Ha, ya, ya, ya. God within us.
Yes.
He can be with me, Mary, I mean, everywhere. Let's get in here, okay? Let's go to open up your books, and we want to go to the introduction part.
Yeah, it's great.
But does everybody see that? I just want to make sure y'all get it. Y'all understand? Okay. All right. Now, I'm a talking teacher, and I want talking students. When I ask y'all something, don't shake your head. Say, yes, we see it, or no, we don't see it, you know. Since you got a talking teacher, I like to have talking students. Because your children are the Most High, okay? Amen? Amen. Let's go to the introduction. Find the introduction to your book. It's right after the contents. Hey, let me ask you, have everybody enjoyed this book?
Yes.
Yeah.
No shaking heads.
Yes.
You got a talking teacher, talking student. Have everybody enjoyed this book?
Yes. I just wish I had 30 years ago.
Yeah, that would have been good 30 years ago because she brings out some points that we just, you know, kind of struggle with. But I thank God for this book. This is the introduction. The title of this book is Presenting the Holy Spirit. And it's by Fuchsia Pickett. And she got a chance to have a divine relationship with Holy Spirit. The same kind of relationship he wants us to cultivate and have. This is a pivotal year. 2018 is a pivotal year. We have got to get intimate with Holy Spirit. So we can cooperate with him.
Amen.
Even praying in the Holy Spirit. You know, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, it fine-tunes your hearing.
Yes, it does.
You can hear better.
Yes.
What Holy Spirit has to say. So, a lady asked me, she's an elderly lady, and sometimes she called me to take her somewhere sometime, and she said, what do you be doing when you know, she's a tongue talker too. And so she said, what do you be doing when you be, you know, praying? I mean, she didn't say praying. She said, when you be, well, what's that you be doing? I said, I be talking to the Holy Spirit. She hear me talk. I mean, I'm walking. If I'm taking this to the grocery store, I'm walking to the grocery store praying, you know. And sometimes I'm not really conscious of it. It's just so a part of me until I'm doing it. But she wanted to know. She said, oh, you talk to him a lot, don't you? I said, yeah, I said, he talks to me a lot. But, okay, I'm not going to be, okay. Let's go here to the introduction. Okay, about the second paragraph. Let's go down to that. About the second, it says, anyone who knows God the Father and God the Son without having a true understanding of God the Holy Spirit has not attained the Christian conception of God, nor has they come to the fullness of Christian experience. What she's saying, you can't come to the fullness. And over in Ephesians, one of the things the Word of God said, he wanted us to come to the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
But without the Holy Spirit, without knowing him intimately, You can't come to the fullness of knowing Jesus. He's going to bring you to that fullness.
That's right.
To knowing Jesus Christ. So it's very important that we come to the fullness of knowing Christ. Because Holy Spirit in our life is just so important. It's so vital right now. He's ready to pour out His Spirit upon His children in a mighty way. You know, like I told you, I wanted to do this lesson last year because He told me, He said, I want you to teach about Holy Spirit and about an intimate relationship. I want you to bring the people into the teaching. So I was ready last year. And y'all know I was. I wanted it last year. And it was so sad. I was looking for a book that could do that, you know. And it took a long time to find the book that I know that could bring us to know this divine person. So when he told me that, I was getting things ready. I was ready. And some of the students asked me, said, Sister Mary, you promised us that you were going to give a lesson on the Holy Spirit. And I said, well, he won't let me go forth right now. And he told me to wait till next year. Not knowing Billy Graham was going to be passed away, not knowing Kenny Copeland was going to come on board and say, this is the year of the Holy Spirit, 2018. You know, but Holy Spirit knew. That's when he told me, no, 2017 is not it. Do it next year. And I'm going like, oh, okay, I can, you know, wait till next year, Holy Spirit. He didn't tell me everything of why you waiting till next year. But he just told me, wait till next year, 2018.
You stayed in the strategy.
Huh?
You're in the strategy.
Yeah. So I just waited and came forth this year, but we have to take this lesson very serious. Get into it. Get intimate. I don't care what you think you are with Holy Spirit. Get more intimate with Him. Because you're going to be hearing some things. He's going to be telling you some things. I'm just going to have to. I'm out my time. It's just about up. This is what you should do when you wake up in the morning. Just to get more acquainted with Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, what we're doing today? What you want to do in me and through me today? Ask Him that question when you first hit the flow. Let Him know, Holy Spirit, this is your day. I mean, I know you may say, well, Sister Mary, I'm going to work. I know what I'm going to do. But Holy Spirit may want to do something at work. Holy Spirit, you know, you said, well, I'm just going to stay at home today. Well, Holy Spirit wants to do something even when you're at home. Friday, I got up and I said, Holy Spirit, what you want to do today in me and through me today? And I knew about one of my friends, longtime friend. We hadn't seen each other in a long time, but I knew of her husband passing away. But I had already said in my mind 2 or 3 days ago, you know, I'm not going to the funeral. I just, you know. I'm not going. You know, I'm just going. I want Friday. Because I had just been going. And I said, I'm taking Friday for me. But I got up and I asked Holy Spirit what we got. He said, you're going to the funeral. I'm going like, I didn't have that on my radar, Holy Spirit. But I know when I asked Him that, I had to do that. So and it was at 10 o'clock. It was early. And I had to just, you know, put on my coat because it wasn't on my agenda, but it was on Holy Spirit agenda. So I went and so I said, Holy Spirit, why you want me to go? And I'm like, I said, oh, maybe He just want me to hug Him and encourage Him and know that you know, things that we do. I thought I was going for them, but He was sending me there for me to learn something. And I was sitting in the back. I did hug her when I went around, and you know, and she just kissed me. She was just so, oh, I'm so great to see you. You're such an encouragement to me. And you know, all that did happen, you know, things we do. But as I was sitting in the back and they were going on with the funeral, he said, look at him there. Look at the body. And I looked at the body, you know. He said, the body is there. But is, you know, he was, what he was trying to get me to see, because the body was there, did he cease from being a person?
Nope.
No. He was more of a person, more alive. You know, when we think of a person, see, we're trying to get you to really realize and communicate with Holy Spirit like he's a divine person. Mm-hmm. Like he's a divine person. Not just a person,
yeah,
but a divine person. You know, we think what constitutes a person is a body, eyes and ears and all this. That's what makes you a person. But not so. He was a person with his body just lying there. He was more of a person. He wasn't there in his body, but he was a person.
Yeah.
More of a person because he did know God. And he went, he's before God. And he's more alive now than really he's ever been. But see, we can see Jesus as a person because he walked the earth as a person. And we can connect with Holy Father as a person, a divine person, because we all have had fathers. But Holy Spirit, he had no body. He's invisible. We couldn't connect with him like that as a divine. I know we teach and preach, oh, he's a person. He's a person. But do you really communicate with him on that level? Do you really ask him or deal with him like he's a divine person? And we do sometimes, you know, but I'm talking about really intimate with him, like he's a divine. Take Holy Spirit as your daily companion.
Yeah.
I tell him now, I say, Holy Spirit, you're my daily companion now. He going wherever I go, you know. And I tell him that. Tell him, Holy Spirit, you're my daily companion. And you talk with him. Communicate with him. Because he said, Jesus said he's going to be just like I am. And that's what the disciples really was missing, the communication that they had with a Jesus that they could see and feel. So, but he was showing me at the funeral, although I had read the book and it had told me, you know, but he wanted to really show me that this guy, this man did not cease from being a person because his body was there. Now, the body give us legal access in this earth. You know, if you didn't have a body, you couldn't operate legally in this earth. That's the reason the Holy Spirit came and lived in our body. But when he came in, he said, I'm just not going to make it just a body. I'm going to make it a temple. He said, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we think that way more, we wouldn't do a whole lot of things we do with this body. We wouldn't treat people like we treat them. And if we think more of temple. You know, Jesus, the Pharisees and thing got mad at him because he told him, he said, kill this body. I'm going to reveal this temple in 3 days. Mm-hmm. And they go like, how can you do that? And it took many, many years to build this big temple. They were thinking of a natural temple. But what was he thinking about? His body.
Right.
He called his body a temple. Why did he call it a temple? Because it was housing God. Mm-hmm. And that's where we should look at our body. If people look at their body as a temple, although they won't do half of the things they did. They wouldn't go half of the places that they would go. Yeah, I'm way over time. I'm way, way, way over time. Let's give it to Apostle Thurston.
Well,